Hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, Guidos?
And Guidettes.
This is the Couple of Guidos podcast with your host, Ryan Tarana.
And Marissa Guido. Yes, that is correct. That is my last name.
And I'm just Italian, so we're the Couple of Guidos.
Mm-hmm.
This is episode 2. It is Wednesday, August 28th, 2019.
It's technically the second day of fall.
Is it?
Did you know that? Want to know why?
Why?
Starbucks dropped their pumpkin spice latte yesterday, guys. Sound the alarms, baby. It's fall.
I don't.
This is my ad for Starbucks. If you guys want to sponsor us.
We're going to have summer until November. I have a good feeling.
I'm not talking about weather. It's like a feeling. That's what seasons are.
Yeah, I'm getting a fall vibe. I said that on the podcast last time, but definitely getting a fall vibe. There's I wore a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I'm sweating my ass off on the L, like wearing just a regular dress shirt and dress pants. But I actually wore a jacket today, like a track jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Three stripe, baby.
It's a back to school vibe. Even though I'm not in school, I feel it. Like, I feel like I'm, like, ready to get my shit together. And, like, you know, I want to go school supply shopping. Does anyone else? Like, I get that feeling. Like, I want to refresh my wardrobe, get all my life together. I bought a calendar. Like, I feel like this is, like, I don't know. New Year's isn't my, like, time to restart. It's, like, August and September. Refresh for the year.
I was just going to say, not only is my birthday in September, but we always went back to school in September.
Yeah.
So that's like really when the new year starts.
Hell yeah. Right? It's that season.
I mean, you're kind of in La La Land for like May, June, July, and then August it starts getting real, and then it's back to the...
Back to the grind.
Back to the grind.
Back to the bakery, making that bread.
my summer hours end this Friday. It's going to be very sad. My summer hours, I get out at 1:30 on Fridays, and I frolic. I frolic until maybe you get home at like 5 or 6, and then we go do stuff. But I really like that because you get off work and you're like, it's like, it's the weekend, but I could take a nap before the weekend.
Yeah. I would give anything to have summer hours.
Yep.
I work a lovely retail schedule, so I do not have the luxury. But I am off this Friday.
You kind of work a regular schedule, though, because you're like 7 to 5, right? Or 7 to 4.
No, like 8 to 5.
I just
leave really early. Oh, so yeah. It seems like I'm working longer shifts.
Marissa does the reverse commute. So she lives all the way downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to fight her way to the highway.
Yep.
To go all the way back to the suburbs. And then when she's on her way home, there's probably terrible traffic, right?
Oh, it's like, I don't know what it is about Chicago. There is an event every fucking day, and you're just sitting there for hours. Like,
it's the third largest city. That's what's going on.
I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Sitting that traffic.
Yeah, no. Whenever I'm sitting in traffic for a really long time, I'm always like, overpopulation is a thing. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, we need to start carpooling or figuring something out because there are too many freaking cars in this city.
Mm-hmm.
Just too many.
But I remember when I was a kid in the 90s, don't drink that. We just made tea. That's probably really
so hot.
My
poor little fingers.
Yeah. Not, you didn't even use the handle.
No, I just bear clawed it and just grabbed it. Ready to rock.
That was such a fall girl thing of you to do, to grab the teacup mug with both hands.
No, literally, I was like, so cute. I'm snuggled up with my teacup.
I got this tea. It's not regular. Well, Marissa has a Refresh by Tazo.
Thank you.
I have the, what's it called? Five Stigmata.
No, Four Sigmatic Mushroom Tea. It's great for your immune system. I don't know, actually. I just have always wanted to try it.
It's mushroom tea, man. So this one, I got the dill pickle co-op. It's this really freaking expensive store.
Why'd you go there?
Well, that's right. When I got off the blue line, I was like, I was looking for Velveeta and freaking hot dogs. So I could, and instead I got this like gluten-free white cheddar, like crazy ass, mac and cheese. And then this really nice chicken sausage. And it was like an upgraded version of that.
That's how you freaking know that Logan Square is losing it. Like, this is a bougie-ass area now.
I'm trying to get Oscar Mayer and Velveeta.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it's Velveeta brand. I'm talking about that
off-brand Aldi's Velveeta brand.
Yeah. They do a good job.
Oh, they do a great job.
Aldi's owned by the same people who own Trader Joe's.
Mm.
Fun fact. Marissa loves Trader Joe's.
We'll have to do a whole podcast just on Trader Joe's. And I could do a solo episode live from TJ's. I can walk you through and really show you what it is to shop at Trader Joe's. Because it's an experience. It's a lifestyle. It's everything to me.
It really is. She brought me everything but the bagel seasoning today, which is, it goes good on pretty much anything.
Yeah. It goes good on everything.
Yeah.
But the bagel. You shouldn't put that on bagels.
So let's get into the podcast here. We did spin class tonight. Let's talk about that. Last time I did it, it was, not only was I late.
So embarrassing.
It was like our third date, maybe. I work like five. It took me 5 minutes to walk there from my office, but I was like, I got time. I didn't know you had to get there and get shoes and shit. Mm-hmm. I thought you just hopped on a spinny bike. But you got to go there. You got to check in. They give you a bike number. And I remember walking like into the room with like none of it. I just walked past all the front desk and I like opened the door and I was like, holy shit. And it's like all dark. There's lights. Yep. There's like techno music playing and shit. And like everyone's like going insane. And I was like, oh my God, I need help. So I walked up to the front. I was like, hey, what do I do? And the guy was like, oh, you need shoes. And I was like, oh, okay. So I like grab shoes and he's like, what bike are you on? I was like, bike. I was like, I don't know. You just pick one, right?
Ah.
He's like, no. He's like, you need to, you got a number. So he's like, what's your name? And he signed me in and everything. Anyways, I was like almost 20 minutes late and it's 45 minute long class.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on and, I didn't know about the red knob that you turn to make the resistance go up. So I'm just like on zero resistance, pedaling my ass off. And I'm like, geez, this is really easy. And like the last 5 minutes, she's like, just turn that red knob and a couple clicks up. And I was like, what the hell? I was like, oh shit, I really messed this up. So we went back today and I gave it the old college try.
Dude fucking killed it. He made it on the leaderboard.
I was number 12.
Hey, the last round, this guy made it to number deuce?
Yeah, that's true. I made it to number 2 out of everyone in the class. There was like 30 people. I was hauling ass. Yeah. I remember her just saying, this is the last one, and we're going to – they put
she
up –
She kept saying that.
Yeah, no,
like so many times.
But she's like, this is the last hill climb, so I'm going to put the race board thing – up on the screens, and I was I just zeroed in and I was just staring at that leaderboard, turning the resistance knob as I was pedaling as hard as I could. After I got to like second place, might have gotten the first place for like a split second. The girl,
I saw it.
You heard it here. The freaking girl next to me was a savage, mm-hmm. an absolute savage. She was number one, she destroyed everyone. Left everyone in the dust. She must do that like 3 times a day.
Yeah. And the girl next to me, she was number two. And I think she left crying because she was trying really hard. Even after the class was over, she was still freaking spinning. She kept
going. I was like, what the hell is this girl doing?
This girl was...
You were stuck on the bike.
I was stuck. I want everyone to know, I did not make it at all on that leaderboard. Not for a split second. And there, it's 1 out of 20. And I think there's only like 26 people in the class.
Really?
And I did not make it on. But... I gave it a good... I gave it the old community college try, you know?
Yeah.
We showed up.
That last hill climb, I had to stop, though, because I couldn't breathe, and then I started, like, coughing and gagging, and I was like... And, yeah, I thought I was like... She's like, yeah, now just stretch, and I was just... In my head, I was like, fuck you. I'm not doing any of that. I'm sitting here.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I think I'm going to die. I'm going to fucking die. That's what I was thinking. And you know what? She didn't call my name once.
Yeah. No, I think she has, like, some favoritism or maybe, I don't know what it is. But she was calling out some people, and I was like, she kept saying first row.
Really? Okay,
like, yeah, you're saying first
Bullshit.
Row.
Bullshit. Two That's girls what? In the first row kept on sitting.
I know.
That's how I knew it was okay to sit.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the first one to sit.
Totally. You got to, like, push it to the edge so you're not, like, a full loser. But then, like, once you get, like, once, like, the hot blonde in the front is sitting down, you're like, okay, I can pop a squat.
I'm like, I'm good to sit. And, of course, like...
That's me with water, too. I won't drink a sip of water until I see someone else do it.
Really? I didn't even bring water. I was fucking dying.
Yeah, and, not as smooth.
And everyone's got, like, their cute workout gear and shit, and I'm just in, like... These baggy basketball shorts, they're too big for me, so I have to pull them up every 2 seconds. And the shirt I wore at work.
Yeah.
And, I definitely... It's just a different crowd, you know? The West Loop.
Yeah. Everyone looks like, I don't know, like blonde, like Stepford Wife robots.
Maybe, and then, you know, you could tell they went to college. And
oh, yeah, they have, like, straight teeth.
They got a straight-up, like, marketing gig or, like...
Their parents are still together. Yeah. So boring.
You got to get some divorce in your life.
Yeah.
And then you could show up in basketball shorts and not get your name
and a
called.
David Bowie t-shirt. That's...
You got a Bowie t-shirt on. That's actually kind of cool, though. And you got the cool leggings on. You got Nikes. You're looking cool.
These are actually some Under Armour.
We got Under Armour leggings, and then you got Nike shoes.
Yeah, I do. I got the Nikes. That's true. I don't know. I used to...
I was wearing skateboarding shoes.
This whole workout adventure is very new to me. I actually took my first workout class this year. And I, like, never would go before. I was so scared and intimidated by them.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I had, like, flashbacks to, like, gym class. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just was like, I don't want to go in there and, like, not know what I'm doing. So I'm just not going to do it at all. No. So I would avoid it at all costs.
The thing about people who go to the gym a lot is they fucking love telling you how to do stuff. It's called bro science.
Yeah.
Like, if you ask, like, 10 different dudes at the gym how to, like, the perfect form, you would get 10 different answers. They know the exact and even me, I'm guilty of it because I was showing you how to bench the other day. And I was like, no, put your ring finger, line up your middle finger with the ring on the bar, and put your thumbs out. You got to scrunch your shoulder blades together and, like, push off your legs, which I don't know. I don't know if it's right.
It made sense. It felt right.
I don't know. I always get my titties sore when I do that. I was kind of the same way, though. I always thought working out was gay. I was, like, so anti, like, in high school. I was, like, so anti-jock, so anti, like...
Yeah.
I was like, if I fucking smoke cigarettes. I don't give a shit about working out. And, like, I fucking love working out.
Yeah.
I started doing it with my friend Tom, joined a gym. Actually, we were riding our bikes a lot around his neighborhood, like, and lifting weights. And then he was like, we should join a gym. And then we did. And I was telling you off mic that, you know, we started making friends there and people showing us how to do stuff and messing around with other different ways to work out and stuff. I don't know. It just becomes a habit and it's pretty fun. And you feel good.
Totally. The endorphins are, like, worth it, actually.
You know what's even more worth it? The food afterwards.
Oh, see, we've been, like, so me and Ryan have been working out together. We go to the PF, you know, that Planet Fitness life.
Or, as Sam calls it, you know how they have the thumbs up sign?
Yeah.
Every time we see the Planet Fitness, Sam will go, he'll, like, give a thumbs up, and he'll go, that was a great pussy fart.
You know, PF, pussy fart. So, and Ryan's been teaching me, like, how to bench. I've never lifted weights in my entire life. I kind of just, you know, when I work out, I do kind of, like, the same, you know, basic thing. So, we've been working out together, and we've been eating a lot together afterwards. Oh, my God.
The other day,
it's counterproductive.
Across the street from the gym is Popeyes. Oh, I didn't get to talk about this. Popeyes was fucking lit last week. So we were like, so you were like, stop playing with stuff.
I know. No, Ryan, so we were working out, and then I was just like, what are we going to eat after work? Like, did you like meal prep? Like, I thought you were going to have like salads. Like, it was like our first time working out. Like, I was so excited to like get into this whole fitness lifestyle. And then
chicken
and
broccoli, baby.
He just freaking pulls up his phone.
And I said, all you need to do is shake your head yes or no. And I had a full cart and Grubhub of Popeye's chicken on all the sides. And she just shaked her head yes. And I was like, all right, meet you at the car.
No, literally, I saw that and I was like, yep, this is why I love you.
So what are we going to eat tonight? And I was like, nah, don't worry about it. And you're like, okay. And then, like, after we're done working out, I was like, hey, all you got to do is just shake your head, yes or no. I do that a lot. I say the same thing over twice. I just did that.
It's okay.
Nah, whatever.
Hey,
what the fuck? I'm a fucking couple of Guidos. What the fuck?
Our brain don't work right.
Hey, we're basically fucking.
We're basically fucking.
No, we're not.
So what happened inside this Popeyes?
So we pulled to Popeyes, lit.
Well, yeah.
Around the building, cars, parking lot, full.
People love Popeyes right now.
And I remembered that Popeyes is coming out with all these memes against freaking Chick-fil-A. they're like, yo, our chicken sandwich is the shit. You guys fucking suck. And I was like, oh, they got that fucking chicken sandwich. And I was like, well,
we should have ordered the chicken sandwich.
No, we should. They ran out.
Oh, that day?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They were all in the drive thru. I'm sorry, we're out. We ran out. And people are like, you're Popeyes. But, dude, so I walk in to pick up the people are waiting out the door. And so I'm waiting in line and finally get up there. I'm like, hey, I got a Grubhub for Ryan. And she goes, oh, just stand over there. And some other dude stand next to me. He goes, you don't have to stand in line if you're just picking up. And so I was in there for 40 minutes. So this dude, well, first of all, this lady orders two huge plates. It was 100 pieces of chicken. She goes, like some,
that's my kind of party.
It was hilarious. Some black guy's like, what'd you get? And she goes, oh, it's 100 pieces of chicken. It's only like $50 or whatever. And he's just sitting there. He's like, man. And then she leaves. She was total Stepford wife. So it was a funny exchange.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And then this other dude in like a fishing hat. And like, he looks like a lake person. Pretty much. He looks like someone from Crystal Lake or Island Lake.
My people.
And he's sitting there and he's going, what's taking so long? What's taking, excuse me. And this lady's like overwhelmed. They got the drive through going. They got one lady dedicated to chicken sandwiches. They got three other people. It's a golden wall behind them. It's literally a golden wall of fried chicken. There's so much fucking fried chicken in there. I was like, man, these guys take down like a planet of chickens a day. But this dude is like, what's taking so long? She's like, sir, we're just very busy. And he goes, I want my money back. He's giving my money back. And she's like, okay, gives him like, I don't know, like 50 or 60 bucks back. I'm like, what the fuck did this guy order? And then, so he walks out, and then he came back in and he was like, where's my coupon? And she like hand wrote something. He's like, this works as a coupon. And, she's like, yes, it works. And he's like, okay, just fucking next time, you know, maybe be prepared for, you know, a lot of people. It's dinner time. He said some shit like that. And it's like, man, you don't go on Twitter. You don't understand about these chicken sandwiches. It's a fucking craze.
Also, I love when like people give advice like that to service employees.
Yeah,
like,
let me get prepared for dinner. Like I don't do this every day.
Yeah, idiot. It's like, we have a plan. I'm sorry that like something went viral.
We have a plan. Cut the chicken's head off. Put it in the fryer. Put those biscuits underneath that fucking lamp.
Bone apple tea.
Yeah, bone in chicken, motherfucker. How's that tea?
It's refreshing.
You haven't even taken a sip out of it.
It's a little bit short. How about you on air try, after the story, we're going to on air try that mushroom tea out.
Yeah. It's supposed to calm me down.
You need it.
Yeah, I know.
Just kidding.
No, you're right. So this guy leaves in a fuss. oh man. I didn't tell you this because we were going to record a podcast that night.
Oh yeah.
Dude, 5 minutes later, they come out with fucking like three huge, huge mall bags of like chicken. And they're like, whatever this fucking guy's name was, Ian.
Yeah.
Ian.
Order for Dale.
The,
Dale, your chicken's ready.
Yeah, come on, buddy. And someone, and I was about to be like, I'm Dale. I was 2 seconds away from going, I'm Dale, give me it.
We should have.
I know. But I got narked on, or almost got narked on, because this lady who ordered before me, she goes, I think that's the guy who just left.
Oh.
She goes, yo, I think that's the guy who just left. And I was like, fuck, dude. Black dude, looked like Rick Ross, pulls out his wallet. Wad of cash. He had one side of cash and the other side of cash. So he pulled out the one roll of cash. Mm-hmm. The other side of cash is obviously...
yeah, just in case.
It's for someone else, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I was thinking it's just like, you know, just in case he goes to like Popeye's, KFC later.
You never seen a drug dealer, Marissa?
Oh, I'm thinking he's just a chicken dealer.
This man's selling drugs.
Okay.
Anyways, I don't know. But, yeah. Dude, he's got like a Magic Johnson, Orlando Magic. Did he play in the Magic? Fuck, I don't know. Whatever. Fuck basketball.
I know. He's looking at me like I would ever know. I'm like, whatever. Shaquille O'Neal.
He looks like Rick Ross. He's got some big ass sunglasses on. Walks up. He goes, I'll buy that. Can I buy that? And I'm like, no fucking way. I was like, this is the best night to record a podcast. And she goes, yeah, sure. She puts the bag back. Someone else starts putting the chicken shit away. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, wish this guy was able to buy it. Jumped out of the back of the line. And he goes, I'll buy that. And I was like, but sell the man that chicken.
Yeah. Wait, that is crazy. Like, that's like an auction for chicken almost.
It was a fucking free-for-all in that place. This lady's...
All types of people.
Dude, this lady's trying to handle the chicken sandwich output. It was just too, and then they ran out and she's like, we're out, we're fucking out, like in Spanish. And I'm like, and they're playing this like Cajun music in the background. There's trumpets and shit. I'm like, these people have never fucking been to New Orleans.
They
don't know what a Cajun is. I don't even know what a Cajun is. Is that a French guy?
It's that French Creole cuisine.
Yeah, but what's a Cajun?
What's a Cajun?
Like the person.
I don't know.
If I was working there, I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck a Cajun is.
I don't
give a shit about this chicken.
Six Flags Great America, Raging Cajun. The ride. It's awful.
Raging Cajun?
Yeah.
I thought it was Raging Bull.
No, there's a Raging Cajun. It's the roller coaster in the Mardi Gras area.
Wow. I haven't been to Six Flags in a long time then, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. It's not that old.
We're going to take a tea break. I'm gonna try my 5 stigmata tea.
Yes.
This one is called the Relax. It's a blue label. Look calming, the packaging. That's why I bought it. And then later I Googled the mushroom that was in it. And I was
How
like,
much
oh.
did it cost you?
To pack it, it was, you know, $1 or something.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's cheap. It was reasonable.
Yeah.
Was it reasonable? Yep.
You know.
Smells like that boy, you know?
That boy.
Earthy.
Earthy?
I'm gonna try it.
Did you see that they have the chocolate ones?
Yeah, they got all types. I was on the website today.
I want to try the chocolate flavor. Let's see. Ooh, that is earthy.
Mm-hmm. You picked the worst part of that cup to drink out of. It's got like residue on it.
You know what? I like it.
It's earthy, right?
Yeah.
It'll calm me down. I feel calmer already.
I've had some experience with mushroom teas before. In my neighborhood.
Man.
There's a lady who sells mushroom teas. She has a little cart.
Wow.
Okay, think about when you're in Logan Square and you have like, you know, the guy selling fruit.
The elote lady?
The elote lady, guy selling fruit on a stick. Like in Gold Coast, there's a woman selling mushroom teas.
Oh, I thought you meant back in Island Lake.
No. No.
Like, I wouldn't buy freaking Island Lake tea.
Yeah, that would be like dandelions they found in Cotton Creek. Like, don't trust anything. No, but in Gold Coast.
Here's a lily pad.
Just sprinkle it up in there. It's tasty. It
tastes fucking good. Frogs like them.
Amufying, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out. But this lady, so I ran into her one day, and I kind of gave her some business advice. And now she's at the farmer's market every day. Not every day. Every Saturday, there's the Gold Coast farmer's market. And I told her to join that. But I think she's illegally there. Because she just is kind of like off to the side. Not really in the mix. Her cart's just kind of hanging out in the background.
So she's like...
She's a part of it, but like she probably doesn't have like a license to be there.
Yeah. So she's doing the cart, but just... By the farmer's market.
Yeah, she's hustling. I appreciate the hustle. The teas are absolute trash, though.
Where do you come up with the idea, I'm going to sell these mushroom teas? Well, I guess you got to be like, these are so good for you.
Yeah. No, she was very, like, selling, like, the benefits of them, but the taste was not happening. These actually, that doesn't taste bad.
Yeah.
I bet the chocolate one is really good.
Yeah, they have actual coffee ones. They have like coffee bean and mushroom ones. I don't know if I buy the hype. I feel like you gotta drink it every day or something.
Oh, yeah.
For like a little bit to happen to you.
I'm a hype master.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love it. Like I have ashwagandha at my apartment. I have collagen, like all the peptides, powders, everything.
I used to buy 5-HTP.
Yeah.
I still eat fish oil every day.
Yeah. Your MCT oil.
MCT oil. I bought Alpha Brain.
Mm-hmm.
I bought, it's also from Onnit, New Mood. It has 5-HTP and tryptophan in it. I buy basically anything short. You know, I like downers, except for if they're not drugs. Like if it's like CBD or if it's like this tea here that says it'll calm me. I buy into all that shit.
And I buy all the uppers, all the energetic stuff.
Yeah.
Like energize me. No. So drowsy.
Nope. Bring me down. I'm scared.
And it's so freaking stupid because I buy all this stuff. And honestly, if I just drank water and slept more, I would feel perfect.
I don't know. I drink a fuck ton of water and I try to sleep a lot, but I snore, so I don't really sleep.
Yeah. I got them nightmares.
Oh, we could get into that maybe more.
Part 2 is coming soon, everyone.